This is podcast number 176 for the Well-Educated Mother's Heart. Hi, I'm Marlene Peterson, and today I want to talk about losing weight, sort of. Every week at the grocery store, I'm intrigued by the new diet of the week on the cover of Woman's World magazine. If there's one thing magazine editors know, tips for losing weight is always going to draw people in. We're obsessed with it, aren't we? Last year, I had to go to an Instacare to see a doctor for something. Now, I rarely go to a doctor. In fact, I avoid them if at all possible. And thankfully, I rarely need to go. But in this case, I thought I better go. This was my first time to this particular clinic, and when the doctor came in, it was the first time I had ever met him. He knew absolutely nothing about me. They had collected no history from me. But when he walked in the examining room, the first thing out of his mouth was, "Do you know what a calorie is?" I was a little perplexed. "Yes." And then he proceeded to lecture me on what a calorie is and how it affects our weight. I listened politely, and I started to say, "I actually eat a healthy diet with lots of fruits and vegetables. I exercise. I've tried different things, but my weight just stays the same." He cut me off and actually said, "Look, here is how much protein you need to eat every day," and he demonstrated three small slivers in the palm of his hand. And he said, "You know what? You are going to have to experience something you have never experienced before. Hunger." By this point, it took just about everything inside of me to not smack him. One of my daughters was also having problems with weight. In spite of training for and running in marathons and healthy diet practices, she was gaining weight at an alarming rate, and she was having other painful symptoms. She went to doctor after doctor. One said it was Lyme disease and started treating her for that. Another said it was definitely her thyroid, and the next doctor said it was definitely not her thyroid. One said it was PCOS, and the next said it was definitely not PCOS. She was getting so many conflicting diagnoses, and none of them were helping her problem. Finally, she went to a doctor who said, not helpfully in the least, "Look, you have got to lose weight." Duh. And she prescribed an 800-calorie-a-day liquid diet. The night before she was to start this diet, I had the most horrible night. Remember Lost in Space? "Danger, danger, Will Robinson." That's exactly how I felt. Warning lights were flashing everywhere. So I got out of bed and started researching on the internet again. But this time, I came across something that we had never seen before, and it seemed to fit perfectly. And knowing what we know now, had she started that particular diet, it would have been the worst possible thing she could have done, and may have caused permanent, irreversible damage. We learned there's a disease called lipedema. It's estimated that possibly 10% of all women are struggling with it. It is genetic, and one of the characteristics is that this particular kind of fat, lipedema fat, cannot be dieted or exercised away. My daughter was finally given a correct diagnosis. As we got involved in lipedema groups, there were women in this community who had been shamed all their lives by people and professionals who were positive they must be sitting home eating gallons of ice cream and bags of potato chips all day. Far from being the least disciplined in their diets, they were often the absolute strictest, but all their efforts yielded no result. As this new window of understanding opened up, I found myself, when I was out in public and saw a woman struggling with extreme weight issues, wanting to go up to her and just put my arm around her. Maybe she had done this to herself, but maybe, just maybe, she was fighting this really nasty disease. She didn't need judgment or lectures on how to lose weight. She needed love and acceptance. Many of these women are driven to suicidal thoughts or hide at home because they are so ashamed of their bodies, and the solution is out of their control in many cases. There's a really good chance that this is what I'm up against as well. The doctor's perfect world of calorie in, calorie out doesn't apply to me. So why am I telling you all this? We never know what someone else is going through. And one of the saddest things I see is when someone's child is judged for something like still not reading by age 10, or is struggling in math or handwriting or whatever it may be. And of course, someone always has the answers and wants to jump in and fix it for you. Here is the program you should be using. Here is what you are doing wrong. Your son or daughter shouldn't have the issue because my son or daughter doesn't. As a mother who chooses to homeschool, you may already feel on the defensive. And to be bombarded with all these voices telling you what you should and should not be doing can make you go crazy. So it comes to a point where you have to silence those voices in your head and be still and listen to what that quiet inner voice is telling you about your particular child. Maybe he can't spell. Maybe he will never be able to spell. But maybe he doesn't have to accomplish what he's meant to accomplish. Robert Louis Stevenson was an atrocious speller, but his strength, the stories and poetry that have flowed out of his heart, have blessed generations. Maybe dyslexia will be a barrier to reading your child's entire life, but maybe he will find another avenue of expression, like John Muir Laws, who blesses lives with his incredible drawing and nature journaling skills. Remind yourself, you never looked at all the options laid out in front of you and thought, I think I will choose the worst possible one. The choices you have made to this point have been with the best interest of your child in mind. Do keep learning. Be open to possibilities. But in the end, quiet those voices of criticism around you and realize that they don't know what you know. They've never walked in your shoes. And just because someone is an expert in something doesn't mean they know what is exactly right for your child. Einstein may or may not have been the one to have said this, but it is true either way. Everyone is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid. Let's be kind to each other and not be too quick to think we can fix someone else's problem. Most moms will benefit more by a hug and a listening ear than by your advice. Bye-bye. See you next time.